You are tuned in to a new episode of Trapped in a Bubble. I'm your host, Dr. Tim Apollicky. We have reached the end of the season of season 7, the last day of the year. I was trying to get it out before, but things were going on, but that's okay. We're finishing it off tonight. Okay, so tonight is going to be a very, very quick one. I pray that everyone, if you go out tonight to celebrate the New Year's year's end into 2024, I pray that everyone will be safe out there partying, celebrating. If you out in a club or if you just over someone's house, please be safe. I understand 2023 was basically a roller coaster ride for a lot of people, including myself. We lost a lot of good people this year. With so many funerals that I went to, I stopped counting after 5. It was some funerals that I was unable to go to because the same day that I was at someone else's funeral, it was another funeral going on the same day. It's a lot of people that I knew that they basically struggled when 2023 came in, and it just seemed like it was just a roller coaster ride ever since, from beginning, middle to end. And I had a cousin that literally got married this year in March, and he passed this year in July. So it was like, wow. He was with this particular person 11-12 years. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't meant to marry the person. I don't know. Maybe his time was up. I don't know. Maybe he was just suffering in ways that we didn't know. Crazy thing was, he got married in March. He lost his brother, well, one of his brothers, a month later. So it just seemed like 2023 was just a roller coaster ride. I got into a bad head-on collision accident. I was on my way to work, and it happened to be on my mom's baby sister's birthday, and she was out of town. So when that happened, you know, the family was freaking out, like, oh my God, here we go again. But I thank God that God spared me. He preserved me. It took me a few months to recover, but it's okay. That's part of the reason why I wasn't from August to about end of October. I wasn't really able to do shows the way that I wanted to. It was still about 8 to 10 shows that I wanted to do, but for the sake of time, I was unable to do it. But that's okay. It is what it is. I've done a lot of growing this year, a lot of reflection this year. Most definitely not the same person this year that I was last year. So I see some growth even in myself. Even if people don't tell me I had some growth or not, because sometimes people can see the growth in you and a change in you for the best or the better, but they don't want to acknowledge it. And if they do, they kind of just do it half-heartedly. So just the advice that I have for people, that even though you had to go through some hurt and some heartache, some pain in 2023, which I understand, less than a couple of hours it'll be over and then we'll start over. This year I'm not doing any New Year's resolutions, but what I am going to do is I'm going to write in my notebook of things that I want to accomplish and things that I need to put down. One of the major things that I did put down this year was unforgiveness for some people who had done wrong to me, and I feel a lot better. So if anyone's listening to this before January 1, if you have some unforgiveness from people, please release them, because at the end of the day, it doesn't free them, it frees you. It doesn't affect them, but it affects you because you're holding on to it. So please let it go so you can move on with your life, and so God or whatever deity that you believe in, you know, can bless you. Like I said, this is a short but yet sweet reflections of 2023. We lost a lot of people this year, just from me personally, lost some friends, lost some family. I don't know what's ahead, but what 2023 has shown me is take advantage of your opportunities that you have. It's not guaranteed that it's going to come back to you in 6 months or day or week or year. It's possible that it might never come back to you. But when you have the opportunities to do things, do them. If you want to write, write. There's so many stories out there that have not been told yet. You know, write it. You can write it in a book or do a YouTube movie or put it in a comic book. I'm currently writing some stories on the comic book, and you know, if it's God's will, I'm able to at least start talking about it a little bit more next year. I'll be able to have at least a few issues out published. But like everyone knows, everything costs money, so hopefully I can get some money. Maybe I have to crowdfund it. I don't know yet. It just really depends on. I just finished writing a story while I was at work yesterday. What if I just start doing that on a consistent basis, writing stories? I could at least have at least two stories done a week. So that's writing the sketch out, going back, re-editing, and go back again and re-go over it, then type it, and then hold it. So then when it's time for my artist to come in and read the script for what needs to be drawn, I could just give it to her, and she doesn't have to, you know, worry about what's what. Then we're looking at the current climate of when it comes to jobs. If your only job that you have is not supplementing everything that you need, because I do understand gas is going up, food's going up, rent's going up, a lot of stuff going up. Try to work the overtime if you can, but if you're not, I understand there's a lot of jobs that's not trying to do overtime anymore. I get that. I understand that. Start supplementing. Start getting. Move your shift around at work to where you can pick up a second job. That's something that I did, you know, towards the end of next month. I'm going to the day shift. Some of the guys like, hey, why are you going to day shift? This, you know, once you work the evenings. I'm like, look, man. I'm like, no. Like, in order for me to stay at my current job, I'm going to have to pick up a part-time job. So my day shift will be 6 to 2. So I plan on getting a job working 5 to 9, 5 to 10. So if it's a cashier job or a little flip burger job, whatever the case might be, or just do my DoorDash or hopefully something else comes up, whatever it is, because I calculated if I was to pick up a part-time job, work my main job now, if I do that this time next year, I pretty much can knock out about 90% of my debt. And so my thing is, I'm tired of every time I get paid, I have to pay everything to the bill man, or I had to hold some money from our previous check, add it with the next check to pay all my bills. I'm getting tired of that, you know. So my thing is, if you're tired of your circumstances, then you have to do things now that you don't want to do, but later on you'll be okay. Then also, I want to get in the habit of start saving again. I just did a show on savings on yesterday, and that was basically part of the Save Hustle series. We'll get back to that sometime in January. But we have to start getting into the mindset of don't spend everything that you have. Don't blow everything that you have, because you just don't know if you have to help someone, or you just don't know if your job will fold up. You just don't know, you know. Cut back. It's okay to go shopping. It's okay to go on trips, but at the end of the day, you have to live in a realistic world. And if you're with someone and you're not helping that person, it's not fair for you get to go on trips, but the other person is still at home working to make sure things float. So if you're not going to be, and I'm speaking for them, it's nothing that no one has said to me what I'm saying, but I'm just saying what's on my heart. But if you can't help that person, then why are you here? Just bow out. Just leave. Just dissolve whatever the relationship is. Because the way things are going is now, if it's two people in the house and they have income, then doggone it, then you both are going to have to do your incomes together. I don't know why I said that, but I was led to say that. So if anyone has an issue with that, then I don't know what to tell you. The next thing is for the ones who want to go back to school, okay? Make a plan and go back to school. If you look at it as, I don't have the money, it's different grants that you can apply for that you don't have to pay back, okay? Get you a part-time job. Go to a community college. Go to a trade school. Look to see how much these things cost. Look for things that can pay it off. If for some reason you're just at a place to where you just can't, okay, we get that. We understand that. But you can go online. It's a lot of classes that you can take online, and that'll give you certificates and diploma. All it costs you is your time. Then some of them is the classes are for free, and you'd have just have to pay to get your certificate. Okay, so it's just different areas where you still can learn, you know, and go to YouTube University. You can learn things on YouTube. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, I don't know what you want to learn. Say you want to learn how to paint, how to patch walls, and how to primer. I learned how to patch walls and to paint through YouTube. And then I also knew some painters, and I got with them. And they just basically showed me the basis of it. I thought it was hard, but in reality, it wasn't. So it was an incident where I had to patch a wall this year. And you know what? I didn't have to pay anyone to do it. All I had to do was just get the supplies, and I did it myself. You know. So, and if you want to bake, you want to cook, start cooking. You know, you can start different businesses, cook food, cook. Pastries. It's so much right now that you can do, and the only thing that's gonna limit or stop is basically yourselves. And if it's something, and then I'm kind of speaking to myself when I'm about to say next, if you're in a situation where you've been striving, you've been fighting, trying to get into a certain industry, and you realize that you're not able to do it, no one's giving you a chance. I'm not saying give up, but if you're in a certain place of a job to where it's no growth or anything like that, and you've been putting in your time, your quality of service, you're giving your time, you're being loyal to it, and you're just not seeing any fruits of that, then it's time. Maybe God's trying to give you a indication that maybe you should go look for something else. Maybe he's trying to get your attention. You know, it's no way that you should go to school, get your education, wherever it is, get your degrees or your certifications or your diplomas, and you don't get to rise up in your job. But then you have to look at it, certain jobs now, they don't care what you have. They don't want to pay you anything. They want to start you at an entry level, want to work your way up. If things continue to go up on inflation and your money doesn't go up, I mean, it's easy. It easily puts you in a very bad position when it comes to economics. So therefore, you need to do what you need to do to make sure that you live in your best life that you can, and providing, if you have a family, take care of your responsibilities. But you shouldn't have to work to kill yourself. You shouldn't have to always work. It was times to where I was literally called off my job to go work another job because the money that was coming in was not enough. And that's not right. If you have bills that's coming in and you don't have enough to pay your bills, and you're coming to work and you're giving forth of an effort, that you have to go to another job, a part-time job, or work some type of job to get the money just to supplement. I feel that's not right. It's not right. And I'm not talking about myself particularly, but I know a lot of people at my job working 2 and 3 jobs. So it's like, how do you sleep? How do you properly rest? You might be sleeping, but are you really properly resting? And your body, you just don't know when it's going to say, hey, you know what? Stop. Because, you know, over the past about 4 months, I've been working either 6 days a week or 7 days a week. And last week, I took a vacation day, and I was able to move around, take care of some business. And when I got up on my regular day off, I was in bed for the next 2 days. I didn't feel like I was up to par, and that's okay. I didn't know if I was getting sick, but then when I realized it, you know, when I was going to sleep. I didn't have to wake up to an alarm clock. And on that second day, I felt a lot better. And it's been almost, like I said, 4 months to where I've had both of my days off. So your body will let you know it's okay to make your money. It's okay to do whatever it is you need to do. But take account, listen to your body, rest, exercise. If you're not exercising, start to exercise. You know, I've started exercising about three weeks ago. And it's like that first week was like, oh my God, oh my God. It's like huff, puff, huff, puff. You know, the second week was, it got a little better. Third week is like, yeah, it's like, okay. I still need to work on my eating habits, but that's okay. Sometimes you got to crawl before you walk. Now, this week coming up will be my fourth week. I'll let you guys know how I do. But you should at least work out at least a minimum. And any professional bodybuilder or fitness person will tell you, you should work out at least 3 days a week. And you should work out anywhere between 30 to 45 minutes. That's not losing a lot of weight. That's not bulking up. That's just general. And then you have to understand that for every calorie that you take in, you have to pretty much burn it off. So I generally, when I go on a treadmill, I generally stay on the treadmill for like 30 minutes. And then depending on what day it is, I'll work on my legs, or I'll work on my chest, or I'll work on my arms. And then regardless of what day it is, I always do arm curls. So my thing is, say I stay consistent, then I modify my diet and I'm working out. And by the time my birthday comes in May, I would actually be at the goal in which I want to be at. But it's no magic pill. If you don't like the way that you look, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to put in the work. So that's just like anything worth having, you're going to have to put in the work. Now, I understand sometimes when you see certain people that you know, because of who they associate to or their parents or whatever it might be, well, they was just handed stuff. You might say, well, I deserve that. I worked. I went to school for this. I did this. I do that. You know, I still say, okay, I understand that that's wrong. But just because they get it don't mean they're going to keep it, you know, or maintain it. And a lot of reasons why they're not going to keep it and maintain it, because they're not going to respect it, because it was given. They didn't have to work for it. So you cannot excuse or expel hard work. Hard work still pays off. I understand that we doing all this technology, but hard work still pays off. My thing is, if it's things that you want to work on yourself and things that you want to accomplish, like I say again, start writing it down. Don't type it in your phone. Write it in a book. Write it in a notepad, or write it in a notebook, because you can always look it back for general reference. Sometimes you got to write the vision and make it plain. You have to write these things. And when you accomplishing them, you know, you can cross them out or write the date, decide, say, hey, complete it. Start doing short-term goals. You know, it might be, okay, well, a goal would be, hey, I'm going to pay my bills before this, or, hey, I'm going to walk this mile, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Start doing short-term goals. Start saving your money. Start being a better you. Start creating. There's too much opportunity out here to be a better person. Don't worry about if people are mistreating you and all that different kind of stuff. You know that, you know, or they're talking about you. So what? At the end of the day, if you focus on what they're saying about you, then obviously you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So I'm just saying, as 2023 winds down, yeah, and I'm simplifying this. I had a lot of stuff that went on with me personally and family and friends, and I could just be on here for an hour just murmuring, complain about it. But then at the end of the day, I had to reflect. I thank God that I was able to survive another year, because everybody that started in 23 didn't finish in 23. So I was gonna say this on the way home. I was gonna do this show on the way home, but things are quiet here at work. So I said, well, hey, why not just go ahead, bang out, and knock out season 7? So this is the last episode of season 7. and we're gonna rap, even though it says on the thing, hey, we rapped in early December, but I wanted to push it. I didn't think it was gonna be to 31, but that's okay. Mission accomplished with the seventh season. So with season 8 coming up, I'm gonna take a break for a little while, everyone, and I'm gonna try to get more people on and debate topical issues and things of that nature. Soon as I know what my schedule is gonna be, then it'll be more of a consistent. If for some reason that I'm not able to do it, what I'll do is I'll record those interviews, or I'll record the shows, and I'll hold it in the library. And then when I'm able to splice it together, I'll just go ahead and release it. So we're coming back. I can't believe that Trapped in the Bubble, we're ending our seventh season. Like I said, I never expected for it to go on. I didn't think that Trapped in the Bubble would go seven seasons, going into season 8. I didn't think that we'd have over 200 episodes. I'm very, very happy and proud of that. I love you guys who support, who tell your family and friends about it. I love you guys that you listen to it. So that's encouraging me to go more when I see people just listening and everything of that nature. And I'm just here. I just wanna, if I can change one person's life, encourage one person to do what they need to do, then you know what? All the things that I went through in my life, when I put these shows and these things together, sometimes it is on life experience, personal experiences. Some of the shows are on a conversation that I've had at work. Some of the conversations, you know, it's just like, hey, I wonder if, you know. So I just thank God for you guys that listen, because you don't have to. It's so many podcasts out there, so many shows that's way better than Trapped in a Bubble. But for the Trapped in a Bubble listeners, I don't want to view you guys as listeners. I want to view you guys as family. So sometimes you just have to check in, and you just have to let the family know how you're doing. And so next year, one of the things that I want to do with Trapping a Bubble is have a way to where the family, you know, hey, just chime in, tell me what you might think about whatever show we have. What's your thoughts? How you feel about it? Or if it's things that you feel that I should talk about, you know, I'm open. I'm very open to ideas and suggestions. But Trapped in a Bubble will not be a platform to bash anyone on race or sexual orientation. We're not playing that, because we're all humans. If you cut us all open, we all bleed red, and we're all one race. And what is that race called? The human race. It's not about black and white and Asian and whatever you want to call it. We're one race. Okay? It's one planet that we know of that we can currently reside in. I believe there's other planets. You can say, hey, I'm a track, you're a little Star Wars, whatever. But this is the only place, Earth, that we know that we can live. So why not, let's try to be better to each other. I mean, that is the main part. It seems like the older I get, you know, I'm not a holiday person like I used to be. But one thing I do like about the holidays, when it comes to Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, people are a tad bit more nicer. So as we're closing out 2023, I pray that everyone here will have a safe transition over to 2024. And if 2023 was just such a rocky, it wasn't such a good year for you, then I pray that you would have a very, 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 very good, awesome year. And I pray that God will keep you and your family and bless you beyond your wildest dreams when it comes to 2024. And I like to say, if you don't believe in yourself, believe in God. But in the last episodes, we've been doing something a little different. We say, hey, if you don't believe in yourself, believe in God. But it has to come a moment in time to where you start believing yourself. Because if you don't start believing yourself, then guess what? No one else is going to believe in you. And so we're signing off. And God will. I will see you on the other side. See you guys, hear from you guys in 2024. Thank you guys for making Trap the Bubble for what it is. I love you guys. Really, I love you guys. And I'm out of here.